Chinese visitors to Jamaica will soon be able to enter the country and stay for up to 30 days without a visa. That's our focus on this edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Robbie, all right. You finish? All right, here we do. Rub the new ointment up on your shoulder, right? Then you go run some more lap for me, all right?
New ointment?
Yes, man. The latest thing, you know, man.
You check with the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission for see if any banned substance tonight?
No, worry about that, man. It all natural, man.
No, it's me responsible for anything I take, so I'm not taking any chances. Keep the ointment there, but we'll do without it.
Play fair. Keep doping out of sports.
The tourism ministry is on a constant drive to break into new markets, thereby increasing the island's tourism arrivals and economic gains. Latin America, Russia, and Europe are three of the targeted areas that the ministry has successfully broken into. However, for one targeted market, China, things are a little different, as while Jamaica has entered the area, the growth anticipated has not been realized. This is owing to a number of factors, chief among which is the visa requirement now in place.
Our embassy is in Beijing, and at present what is required is for persons to get a visa from Beijing. So a number of persons, if they're in Beijing, they can go to the embassy and get it. But let's say a large part of our market is in the south, Shanghai, etc. So it's 4-6 hours to fly to Beijing to get a visa to go back to catch a flight to Jamaica. So given those restrictions, the growth of the market would definitely be limited.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil. China is the largest spender in international tourism globally, and in an effort to ensure growth is achieved in this market, there are changes that the government must make. The relaxing of the visa requirements for Chinese nationals visiting Jamaica is one such change.
In our efforts to ease the difficulties experienced while harnessing the market potential of China, Cabinet has now approved the conditional waiver of visa requirements for nationals of the People's Republic of China who travel to Jamaica for tourism purposes for periods of 30 days or less.
Quality assurance work is currently being done to ensure a safe and smooth execution of the new regime.
The new visa regime will come into effect in a few weeks' time, as soon as the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of National Security and its agencies institute the preliminary processes to effect a smooth implementation.
And for those who may be wondering whether border control will be weakened in the process, Minister McNeil is assuring that this will not happen.
We are instituting the electronic and use of other methods which keep our borders as tight as ever while allowing the ease with which we are able to do business to increase.
The ministry knows that relaxing the visa requirement will be significant in achieving growth in the Chinese tourism market. However, it also knows that work must be done on the ground to bolster this effort, and plans are already in place in this regard.
My team and I will now be looking at strengthening the marketing efforts of the JTB, a part of which will involve the Director of Tourism and I attending the Shanghai Trade Show in April. We'll also be continuing our discussions on developing airlift arrangements from the region.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil. The ministry will over the long term look at implementing a Chinese language program for industry players.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savalamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Manchester and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the Mandeville Tax Office on March 3 and 4 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
And with that, we bring the curtains down on this edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.